Backers of commercial property tax reform have just submitted 860,000 signatures to county registrars for an initiative on the November 2020 ballot. The Schools and Communities First ballot measure would require commercial property owners who benefited from Prop 13's property tax freeze in 1978 to start paying taxes based on the property's current fair market value instead of on what it was worth 40 years ago. Joshua Peschtolt, who heads the California Federation of Teachers, says it would raise another $11 billion a year, a good chunk of which could be used to improve schools.
California is the fifth largest economy in the world, and yet we're ranked something like 45th in terms of per pupil spending and class size average. And our kids deserve to be treated better than that.
A coalition of almost 300 community groups supports the proposal, which would not affect Prop 13 protections for homeowners, renters, small businesses, or agriculture. Anti-tax groups say it would make California significantly less business-friendly and cause job losses. Peschtolt points out that most other states assess commercial and industrial property in this way and thinks the proposal would bring fairness back to California's tax system.
Prior to Prop 13, homeowners and commercial interests split property taxes about 50-50. And now that burden falls mostly on homeowners. We shoulder 70%, maybe more, of property taxes.
Corporations that have owned large tracts of land since the 1970s, like Disneyland, Universal Studios, Chevron, and Bank of America, would be most affected by the change. To qualify for the ballot, the group needs just over 548,000 signatures to be verified out of the 860,000 submitted. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.